Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Chicago, bring us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and also from my book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Pete Sepp is our guest. He's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the president of National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. I encourage you to check that out, folks. Check out what they've got going on, the things that they say that they're doing, they're writing. The work that they're doing on behalf of you, small business owners, whether you know it or not, they're one of your champions out there, and so I encourage you to support them as much as you can. Pete, thanks again for being here. Thanks for doing a great job. You know, Pete, when you and I've been talking about tax reform now for over 16 years on the show, and when the election was over in November. On November 4th, and we got the results, and it looked like we were going to have a Republican-controlled Congress, both houses, and we got President Obama 2 more years. You know, I gave myself a big kumbaya hug. I put my rose-colored glasses on. I watched Pollyanna again, the movie, and I thought, oh boy, we're going to have all this great camaraderie, and they're going to get some things done on tax reform. How did I do, Pete?
Well, not far off the mark. Now,
I love sarcasm. I'm good at it too. You know?
I'm not willing to completely give up on this enterprise.
Okay,
I do think we have a very short window in 2015 to make some progress. We've got a fairly decent blueprint laid out. I wouldn't say that it's ideal. I would give the House Ways and Means Committee's draft that was put out for tax reform a grade of perhaps C+, B-, but it's something you can work with. If we stick with that and say, okay, we need to make improvements, let's get this process going again under a new chairman on the House, new chairman in the Senate, maybe, just maybe, we can get a few portions of tax reform in place.
What would that look like?
Well, I think what they need to concentrate on are three things. One, they have to broaden the corporate tax base. We talk about longitudinal tax fairness, looking up and down the income scale.
Right.
We need to be looking sideways.
Mm-hmm.
Do businesses and individuals making roughly the same amount of money pay roughly the same amount of tax? Right now, it is absolutely not the case, depending on what you manufacture, what service you provide, whether you're a politically favored.
Are you talking about changing
industry.
The passive income rules?
I think that what we need to do is simplify them, streamline them, and we also need to treat pass-through entities more fairly than the tax reform blueprint does.
Right.
I don't think that they adequately answer some of the questions for small businesses.
Exactly.
And of course, we also have these tax extenders on the table right now, about 55 provisions that have already expired, and Congress is trying to renew them before filing season starts.
Like Section 179, direct expensing, the R&D tax credit, those kinds of things.
Yes, and the media focuses on the part of the 55 extenders that are, well, pretty dumb, you know, tax breaks for race horses and NASCAR tracks. But yes, included in that are some pretty vital provisions for small business. This is a decision point for lawmakers to say, okay, we think that expensing needs to be reformed. We think that
why wouldn't that be bipartisan and have gotten done early in the year or 3 or 5 years ago? Why would that not be taken care of and not have a sunset? What is confusing about we like tax dollars? The best way to get more tax dollars is to grow the economy, and the best way to grow the economy is to help companies invest and hire more people. And that's what these provisions we're talking about will do. What's confusing about that? Even I understand it.
nothing. And you know why they do this, Jim? It's because there are all these other obscure provisions that want to be brought along for the ride.
Yeah.
And so groups like the wind industry, the racehorse industry.
And you know what the problem is? They got more money and they got more clout because they're more organized than small businesses are. This is my point. When I talk about getting us organized, when I talk about small business owners joining groups like the NTU and others and spending $500 a year on two or three groups and giving them some money to defend us, that's what I'm talking about. Pete, we've got to get more organized, or we're going to continue to get the hindmost.
That's exactly right. If you take maybe 50 of these 55 extenders, I wouldn't say that more than several million people are directly affected by them. Well, 45 of the 55.
Right.
Now, how many millions of small businesses are there? How many millions who ought to be able to organize and say, we want a clearer, simpler, fairer tax system.
And one that we can count on year after year, not wait till the Congress gets around to doing their job. Pete, quickly, in the last 30 seconds, is there going to be corporate tax reform?
There has to be. The system is collapsing under the weight of its own complexity.
Right. But when they get together, will the two antagonists get together?
I think they have to. They realize the large corporations are saying, we would rather have tax reform than continue guarding our tax breaks. We've got to do something.
But a lot of it will depend on how much President Obama poisons the well in the next, maybe even this week. Right?
And it depends on the involvement of small businesses.
Yep. Folks, this is what I'm talking about when I say we've got to get organized, like the unions are, like some of these other groups are. Hey, Pete, thanks for 17 great years, I should say.
Always a pleasure. Take care.
Pete Sepp, ladies and gentlemen, NTU.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.